Okay. The topic that we're doing today is Atifas HaRosh Kfiyas HaMita. So these are two Chiyuvei Avelos of the things that an Avel is Mechuyiv to do, Atifas HaRosh and Kfiyas HaMita, that really technically neither of these are Noeg in the full sense B'zman HaZeh. And we have to see, are there certain things that maybe we do sort of like a minhag that perhaps mimics these nihugim. So the it says in Shulchan Aruch, on the fifth page, that an Ovel Chayev Batifas Harosh. And what does that mean? The Hayin Sheichasa Rosha Batalis Ob Sudar, Viyachzor Ksoso Alpiv, Fel Rosha Chotam. So it basically means that the whole, during Shiva, he has to have a talis over his head. And then he drapes the talus so the part that's coming down will cover his mouth. So it's on top of his head, and then the part that's coming down will be draped over his mouth. So his head will be covered, and then it'll be covered, his mouth will be covered as well. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'hani milik shetzarach hatifa v'chol hayom, avol k'sheboi menachem mitzlo megala rosho lechvodam." So he says that that tifas harosh is only kol hayom, meaning I guess you know b'zman hazeh menachem are coming, basically kol hayom, but. I guess b'zman then, the menachem would come only certain times in the day, probably like maybe in the morning and the evening and the rest of the day, there would be no one would be coming. So that would be, so kol hayom, he would be sitting with the atifas harosh. Kol hayom, he would be sitting with the atifas harosh. And, but when the menachem would come in, so then he would take off the he would take off the talus lechvodam. And then the Ramah writes, V'yishomim shei nogim v'medina seilu v'atifa v'chein ha-minig pashat v'ein l'hachmir v'shanos v'mokam shelo nogu avuseinu. And when it, we shouldn't be machmir, it was, it's not, to, we don't have this this nihug Bizman Hazeh. And if you look in the Ramban on page 3, he quotes the Gemara from Noi Cotton. That says, "Ovel chayv b'tifas harosh min kamar rachmana liyecheskel lo sata al sofam." That you shouldn't do the atifas harosh. So from that we learn that everyone else does the atifas harosh, right? Because we know that by yecheskel, whatever we were told that he was told to perform, that means that we do the opposite. And then the Gemara says that the Ramban says, "Amar Shmuel Kol Atifah," quoting the Gemara, "Kol Atifah Sheinu Katifah Shishmei Umein Atifah Ad Kama Machvi Rav Ad Gabi Dikna Peres Atifah Sharosh Kishrei Rosh Man dozil below tifus b'shabes karina prius rosh. Tifus rosh is the opposite of parua rosh. Parua rosh means it's megula. So that means is, as we said before, the head is covered up, and then it's draped around the mouth. So then the Ramban, the Ramban, you see where the arrow is on page 3, that din in Shulchan Aruch came from the Ramban when he says, Hani mili kol hayom. So that's where the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, got it from this Ramban. There's Yerushalmi on page 4. The Yerushalmi says Rosata al Safam Mikanchu Tsarch Lachasos as Piv Yachisena Milra Amar Afchista Delo Heaven Amen Pumehu Khashash. In other words, you see, normally when you understand the din of Atifas Arosh, so it's basically you think it's a din in head covering, right? Atifas Arosh. But Yerushalmi says not that way. That it's not a din in head covering. It's a din in covering up the mouth. So if the whole point is covering up the mouth, then what do you have to put over the head? Just put a scarf around your mouth. Right? That's what the Yerushalmi's kash is. The Yechisena Milra. In other words, go from bottom up and cover the mouth, if that's the whole point. So he says, that with Korban Eid, Yechisena Milra, Dainu Atifas HaSofa, Lo Yichas HaPeh. So he says, Lo Yomru Shapiv Koiv Leiv, Lo Machmas Avelus Uosa. Because if you do that, Korban Eidah learns differently, but the Pnei Moshe learns in the third line, Yechasa Piv Milmata. That's how the Pnei Moshe learns. In other words, what do you need to put it over your head and drape it over your mouth? Just take a scarf and put it around your mouth. So he says no, because if you do that, then people would just think you have a toothache. So, Yehavu Amrim Pumehud Choshesh. Yechasa Mibnei HaKeiv. I guess people have toothaches, would just cover their mouth like that. So if you do it this way, it looks like it doesn't look like a regular person who's just having a toothache. But really, the idea of covering the head is so you could then drape it around the mouth. And it's the type of thing that the person's showing that, like, he's speechless, like Vayidom Aaron, that type of Tanekdom. Some type of understanding like that. Oh.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
So this is, and Dien the Gemara, Dien the Rabbanan to do this, what does it mean the Rabbanan says that our minhag is not to follow that?
Right, so why don't we, I guess we don't have that those type of clothing that they had then, that type of, in other words, that's the question, how did, it's a din in the Gemara, so also, you know, it could be also the post can write that we live amongst Goyim and it might look like strange and things like that. So therefore the post can say that we don't really practice this. So the one thing that it says, and let's look in the Shach, the important Shach on page 5, Shin Pei Vav, Sifkat Na'alef. Says the Shach Mishnah, maybe the day Schok Godol min Ovdei Kachovim. So he says, Mir Yesh Linog Batifa Ktsas, Dainu Limshach Hakova Lamata, Lifnei Haidnaim. Fei Mashma Bais Chodesh. So the Shach quotes the minhag that some people have this minhag. Rav Shach is very into this minhag. That not exactly the way it says, that some people are makbid that when they sit shiva, they wear a hat the whole time. They wear a hat the whole time. The Shach says, and the hat is put down by the eyes. In other words, tilted down towards the eyes. And that's some type of zecher of sorts to the Atifas HaRosh. The only question I have, first of all, it's a little strange, because as we saw in the Yerushalmi, that it's really a din in the peh. It's the Atifas HaRosh so you could cover the peh. And the hat has nothing to do with the peh. Okay, but the Shach says it. The only thing is that the people who are knowing to do this do this, you know, when they're sitting shiva when the Menachemim come, also. And Atifas HaRosh is dafka when the Menachemim are not there. So it's a little strange to have this minhag to wear a hat. You know, usually what's the minhag to wear a hat? Is the minhag to wear a hat is when they're sitting shiva, meaning, and the people are coming, so they have this minhag to wear a hat. And that's some form of Atifas HaRosh. But not everyone has this this practice. But it is brought in the Shach. It is brought in the Shach. The Birkei Yosef on page 6 makes another comment. Shimpei Vav Beis, he says, Ha'olam Nogim She'ein Ovel Mesatev Batifas HaRosh Kol Hayom Ele B'shosh Shaboim L'Nachmo. He hefech Mashakosef HaPoski. He quotes an opposite minhag, that dafka when the Menachemim come. Tastifa Kol Hayom K'shaboim Menachemim Holom Nogim Shena of Mutata Bativis Harosh Kol Yom Bishosha Boy Menachmu, Hefta Mashakos of Poskim, Tafiko Yom Shabai Menachmu Gala Rosho. Rava Godel Moreno, Rav Chaim Kafusi, Bichuva, Ksavyad, Herich Kayim a Minig. I don't know, we need to get the Ksavyad. I don't know, they have this Ksavyad, Rav Chaim Kafusi. Maybe you can find it someplace. This Ksavyad. McClaw Menachem Butler, maybe he'll find it someplace. Herichel Kaim Haminig, the Masik, the Shaper Avdi, Minig Israel Torah. Okay, so I don't know what it says in the Ksav Yad, but it was he was Herichel Kaim the Minig, and I don't know. So the Maisa. Many people, you know, just don't do this at all. And some people follow this thing to wear a hat the whole time.
Normally, or over their eyes?
Yeah, not so much over their eyes. I've seen, you know, I remember when Rebbe Tendler passed away and I went to Menachem Ovel, Rebbe David Feinstein and Reuven Feinstein, it wasn't over their eyes. It was just wearing a hat.
So how do you know that was mitam Atifas HaRosh, not just because they wear their hats all the time?
Right, okay, that could be. That's what I just, yeah.
But there is, but when he wasn't there, maybe they had
to. Okay, maybe. Okay. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, but most people don't do anything. I mean, that's the regular din of the Ramah, that we don't have this, that we live amongst Goyim, and therefore it's going to look strange, and okay. So that's the Ativus Harosh. No, I don't think they do it in Eretz Yisrael either. Now, what's Kfiyas Hamita? Kfiyas Hamita is also something we don't really do b'zman hazeh, and that's to turn over the beds. To turn over the beds. So the Gemara says, Tezvav and Ralph on the bottom. Avol chai v'kfiyas hamita, v'tani bar kapara, d'mus d'yukni nosati bohem, just music that says, Tzelem elokim. I gave you a tzemel elokim, uva avinoseihem hafachtiha. And you, through your sins, you distorted the tzelem elokim. So therefore, kafu mitosei en aleha. So you should turn over the beds to show that you distorted the Tzelem Elokim. So something was distorted. The Tzelem Elokim was distorted, so turn over the beds to show some type of distortion of the... I guess the person sleeps in the bed, so he... So normally he's in the bed, and then his body's in the bed. So now we're turning it over to say, to symbolically show that there was a distortion of Tzelem Elokim. So again, here once again, the poskim say that we don't have these type of beds. We live, and therefore we don't do this either. And that's, take a look on page 7 in Tosfos, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph in Noi Cotton, where the arrow is on the left side. Mashe'ei nogim ato laso satifas harosh fias amita. Here Tosfos says it about both of them. Samchina nahad aminu bishalmi achsanoi enu chai batifas amita, bakfias amita. In other words, if you're achsanoi, means you're a guest in an inn. They would have an inn, and you would be a guest in the inn, and in like in a hotel of sorts. So he says, so if a person's in Avelis and he's in Achsanoi, he's not chai b'kfiyas hamita de lo lemru choroshu, peish mechashiv. Who? In other words, so they shouldn't say he's doing some type of kishuv. Kumokin anu bein hanochrim. So the question is, what does it mean with Ben Anochrim? But the Anochrim they're not doing outdoors. So he says, no, because the Avodim Ushvachos are in our homes. We have non-Jewish servants. So they're going to go and say, you know, the Jews, they're turning over the beds and they're putting things on their head and they're, you know, and then they're going to tell their friends. And that's going to cause some type of... problem.
Is that the essence of
sakana,
that they're gonna...
Is it a sakana, or is it stam? They're going to think that we lost it, you know, something like that.
They could think we're weird for a lot of reasons.
What?
They could think we're weird for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, but in other words, okay, sometimes sakana, kishuv, once they think we're kishuv, then they think that we have some magical powers and things. Okay, whatever it is. Then he says, "Vod yeshli tantam b'kriyas amita l'fisha amito shalano kach yicholam lishkov benachas mitzadzeh k'mo tzadzeh v'enikir sakfiya." Yeshlam dal kundesim b'malkein raglayim k'damrinu l'chamon dargishin k'fosum. In words, the beds that they had then, if you turn them over, so it's the same thing. It's the beds. not like the beds we have today. The beds that we had, they had then, they can turn over and it'll be the same as it would be right side up. And then he writes, so b'kitzur we don't do with the beds. Okay. So b'kitzur, we don't do it. So the Yerushalmi explains a little bit more, like, what is this idea that you don't do the Kfiya Samita? So some type of distortion of Tzelem Elohim. But what's the connection? So the Yerushalmi gives a clear explanation on page 8. The Yerushalmi says, by Kafar Omar, Iknun achas tova haisli b'soch beischa v'gamatanit chafosa. And you distorted it. Yichve hasirsur. So says the Korban Eda. Haynu hamita shasirsur labrias adam hadeziva kanasa besocho. Then he says sirsur is the middle. Sirsur normally is a middleman. Like when you want to make a bargain, and you need a middleman to negotiate for you. That's called the sirsur. So here, the sirsur is when two people, a husband and wife, cohabit together, which produces Bezer Shem, a child. So they need a bed to be on. So the bed is like sort of the bringing together the man and the woman is through the bed. And that creates a Tzelem Elohim. So since there was a vela, since there was avonos, and we distorted a Tzelem Elohim, to show that, we turn over the bed. Because to show that there was a distortion of Tzelem Elohim, and the bed represents Tzelem Elohim, because the bed is the vehicle to which the husband and wife cohabit together to create a Tzelem Elohim. That's how the Yerushalmi explains it. On page 9, the Ramban in the Torah Sodom says, Avol chayv b'kfiyas amita, etani bar kapara, d'musdiyukni nasati b'chem uv'avonoseichem hachavticha, yafu kol mitosem ala, v'ani mili b'shas sheinu v'shas achila, Shemesev al mitos kfuyos. But this idea that the mitos have to be kfuyos is only during sleep hours, when they used to sleep in the bed, so they would sleep in the mita kfuya. Uvashas achila, because, you know, they used to eat breakfast in bed. You know, they would eat in mitos kfuyos. Like, that's the haseba. The real haseba was, you know, you prostrate yourself in the bed. And you eat. That was the real haseva. That's how they used to eat then. So that's the time that you have to have the mitzvahs kfuyos. Avokol hayom, the rest of the day, einu yoshev afilo al mita kfuya, el yoshev al gabi karka. So Ramban says the rest of the day is supposed to be on the karka, not supposed to be on a mita kfuya, mamish on the karka. And now the Ramban says the big chiddush. See, we think that the din of yeshiva's karka is a din in the ovel. It's really everyone should be sitting on the karka. The people, the mourners, and the comforters are both supposed to sit on the karka. And then he quotes from Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Question is, do we have this statement in our? But there were some that had this in the Gemara. Some Rabbi Yehuda Marav, minayin lovel sheino rasha leisha al gabe mita al gabe karka shenemar v'yishvu tol arts. So they're sitting on the aretz, and that's the zman of the when the Menachem comes. That's how some point out that the din of an ovel sitting on the ground or in the low is only when he's with the Menachem. But if he has to go like to the side room to eat or something like that, so. So there's a difference of opinion. Some hold that you don't have to sit on the ground then. It's only a din b'shas of the Menachem. And if you look in the Rambam,
according to this, you don't have to sit in the low chair when Menachem comes, but the rest of the time, even if you're in the main Shiva room, you wouldn't have to sit in the low chair?
Well, in the main shiva room, Menachem is going to be coming in and out, so you're not going to sit on a chair. So it means to say that if a person's going into a side room to eat or something like that, so some hold that they wouldn't have to sit on a low chair then. Yeah. And then we'll see. Our minhag is that the Menachemim don't sit on the low. Only the Avelim sit on the low. So we assume that because really everyone should sit. That's part of the Chama, to say we're all in it together, so to speak. But we'll see. The poskim say that we assume as man as that they're mochel. So that's a kavod that the people who are coming to pay a shiva call should give to the Avelim to sit on a low, to sit low. But Bizman Azeh, we assume that they're mochel on that cover, and they let the people who come in sit regular. But really, it's a din that everyone sit low. I mean, there's a question when somebody pays a when someone says the Hamokim Yenachem, so the minhag usually is that when a person's ready to leave, he stands up and he goes to the Avel and he says Hamokim Yenachem. So some want to say that no, that when you say Hamokim Yenachem, you should say it from sitting down. So even though you're not on the karka with him, but at least you're on the, you're not standing and he's sitting. But that's not the general. Rabbi Cohen is knowing that way. But it's not necessarily the general minute. But there are some people that are knowing that way. To say, Hamokim Yenachem b'yeshiva. Then the Rambam writes, Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, page 11. He says, "Ha'avil b'yom rishon b'vad osel aniach tefillin lechol b'shalo, chayv leishev al mita kfuya." That's a din in yom rishon. like Ramban said, it's basically a din in all 7 days. It's only a din b'yom rishon. V'shayim me'avil mutal lechol b'shalo leishev al gabi mapatz al karka. But the rest of the time, he could sit on a mat or on the karka. But this idea of mita kfuya is a din in Yom Rishon.
What? It also sounds like Yidavka should be on the meat and not on the
character. Right. Yidavka should be on the meat and not on the character. So this idea of, you know, to show of an Oseim Hifachtia. And the Torah quotes all these different opinions. And the Ravid writes, "Am Avram Larisi Shorish Lazeh." Because the Ravid writes, whoever said, maybe Chayv Leishev Amita Kfuya, he says, he doesn't think that's true. Maybe Kfiya Samita, because we saw both in the Ramban and the Rambam that there's a din of Mita Kfuya and then you to sit on the, or to sleep on the Mita Kfuya. Right? But the Ravid says, no. Maybe mita kfuya is only a din that you have to be mahapech the mitot, but not necessarily that you sleep on it or sit on it. You just have to do that. That's that's the kiyum and showing that that the tzelem elokim was perverted.
Is sitting in the karka basically the same din as kfiya samita, or are these two different chiyuvim the rabbanon? Is there a separate gemara that is?
Yeah. So, in other words, so this idea, that's a separate question of whether we have that girsa. But the Ramban quotes a gemara that says that that's a separate halacha of yeshiva al gabi karka. The question is it one and the same or not? Look, if you look in Yerushalmi on page 15, Minayin Kfiya Samita, Rav Krispa B'Shem Rav Yochanan Vayishvu Ito La'aretz Al-Aretz Ein Ksiv Kan El Yeshu Ito La'aretz Tov Asha Somuch La'aretz Mikan Shal Yushenim Hagamay Mitos Kfufos. That Dafka not on the Aretz, right, on the Mita Kfuya. So that's a question, whether it's a din of, there was that mimer that the Ramban quoted. That's a question whether we have that girsa or not, but the mimer that you have to sit on the arts, the Ramban learned that these are two separate things. There's a din of Kfiya Samita, and then there's the din of Yeshiva Al-Gabi Karka. Whereas the Yerushalmi learned that there's a din of Mita Kfuya, and there's no din of yeshiva al gabi karka. There's a din of yeshiva and the mita kfufa. So the way we know it today is we don't have the kfiya samita bechlal, and then we're knowing to be yoshev either al haaretz or samuch la'aretz. There's a discussion. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 16. Yerach HaShulchan says in the second arrow, lo dafka la karka el safsal cotton ol karim uksosus yeshe matzuch dafka la karka. Well, Yishalmi says the Eino Kain, because Yishalmi says somuch la arts, not on the arts. So Bekitzer, the minhag today is, as I said, we don't have the Kfiya Samita, and the minhag is to sit ala karka, not like the Yerushalmi, that sitting on, or on some low, the only shaila is whether the low thing has to be lower to the ground, or it's just something, we'll see. Rav Shechel always quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that he held that it just has to be lower than the norm. But not necessarily lower to the ground, within 3 tefachim of the ground. Oh. you look in the Nefesh HaRav here on page 19, he discusses from Rav Soloveitchik that he thought that as long as you make a shinoi, it doesn't necessarily have to be within Gimel Tfachim. But, you know, that's a question, whether, as you said, is it... Because according to Ramban, you could say not that way. According to Ramban, you could say that it's within of Dafka the Karka, or within Gimel Tfachim of the Karka, not just a Mokam Nomuch. Yushalmi, in Okanami, from the Yushalmi, he says Beferish that there's a din of but even though it's not a din karka, it's samach karka, but even the Yushalmi don't know how high it was, etc. Now the Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Chav Zayin Did I zirik some Kataf Chav Zayin? If I didn't, you look there. You see Rav Shechter quotes on page 17 in the Sefer Kovet HaRav. That was a sefer that was written many, many years ago in honor of Rav Soloveitchik, a long, long time ago. And so Rav Shechter wrote an article about Chovas Habayis, that he wants to assume that Avelus is a din in the Bayis, and Ner Chanuk is a din in the Bayis, it's all a din in the Bayis, and therefore he wants to make comparisons between the two of them. That he, whereas Rav Shechter wants to borrow, he says a big chiddush, he wants to borrow the din of Mokum Karov from Avelus. The din of Mokum Karov and Avelus is whether you can get there within the first day, right? We learned that halacha. And therefore you would serve to the bayis. So he wants to say a chiddush that the same thing by Ner Chanukah, that you have to be able to get there within the day. So if you're close enough that you can get there within a day, you know, 10 parsos or whatever it is, so then you could be yotzei with the hadlaka in the bayis. And if not, you have to be. I guess that is a whole discussion whether we count airplanes and stuff like that. Because with airplanes, you can probably get anywhere almost in a day. But if you don't count airplanes, then you can't walk from California to New York in a day. So then you wouldn't be mitzuruf. So this is a big chiddush. First of all, to compare the gedarim in Hilchos Avelus to and put it into Hilchos Chanukah. Even if you want to say that Chanukah is a din in the bayis, then you could question whether Chanukah is really a din in the bayis. That's a separate discussion. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. Who says it's a din in the bayis? If you have a bayis, you leave light b'ner beso. But maybe it's not an old discussion. I don't want to get into Hilchos Chanukah right now. But that was. That was so what's the raya? One of the rayas that the Rav Soloveitchik brought was the Gemara in Moed Katan. That the Gemara says in Moed Katan, Lo mitosu bavadu kofel kol mitosu sheyesh lo b'socha beso kofel. So the din of kfiyas hamita is not only your bed, but all the beds in the house. V'erev Shabbos min ha-mincha l'mala, in other words, you're getting ready for Shabbos, so then you put the beds back into regular form. Because that's considered a avelus dikazach, to have it kofel. So you put it back in the regular form. So he wants to say that Pshuto Nira, that Din Sheyu Kol Amitos Kfuya Sumidin Dinei Beis Ovel. Rav Charles Menachem Alav, they covered Shabbos, Ein Lava Lanech Beis Ovel Matzav Kazesh Yirik Beis Ovel. Adayin Kol Dinei Niyug Avelis Mutolim Alav. Kadayin Oso Lol Yoshev Alea Chetekshach. So he wants to say that that din of Kol Mitos Shebabayis is a din to that is to show that there's not only a din of Hilchas Avelis, but there's a din of Beis Ovel. Then he quotes the Gemara in Moichot and Chav Gimel Amud Aleph a little further down in the paragraph. Einu Mim Shmuah Vagoda BeBeis Ovel. That the issue of Divrei Torah. If you take a look in the Orach HaShulchan, he quotes as well. So the Orach HaShulchan has this by Sheila Shalom on page 16. The Dad Dinerlik Vishem Shein Sheila Shalom Beis Ovel. Kol Zayin Lo Ovel Lachem Lachem Lo Ovel Mokin Achem Zel Zeh Lo Yisholu Shalom Bebeis Ovel Toki Mei Shiva Ein Lahaskir Shalom Bebeis Zeh. So the Orach HaShulchan says that just like you can't say Shalom to the Ovel, and Ovel can't say that's in the Gemara. There's an Issa Shela Shalom, right? So the Orach HaShulchan says, so what if you see your friend, you haven't, you know, Beis Ovel sometimes a place where people see people they haven't seen in a long time. Oh, this guy, I haven't seen him, so you want to give him, you shouldn't give Shalom to your friend, even if he's not the Ovel, two friends who are meeting up in the Beis Ovel. My only question is, does the Orach HaShulchan really mean it as a din of Beis Ovel, or does he mean it as a, it's not a hanhag, you know, it's just not a hanhag tova, but does he really mean that there's a din of, a brisker chat that there's a din of Beis Ovel and this is and the Beis Ovel can't have Sheila Shalom. It just means that it's just not, you know, they're not Shari B'Sholom, so no one should be mentioning Shalom, but not Migra Din. So one could maybe think about that point. But in any case, you know, it's not proper to overly socialize. You wait till you go outside or something like that, and then you can speak to your friend.
It's also interesting. I'm not sure if this is an appropriate reading, but
yeah,
since we have to use the word shalom,
right?
So maybe saying maybe since the issue was mentioned in Masker in the name of Hashem in that context.
Right.
I was wondering, besides the issue of being, you know, the issue of Kyle's Roche, but just saying hello.
Right, hello.
Just a friend you haven't seen.
Right.
It's not
Shalom. It's a Shalom, right. Right. Usually the minig is when you see somebody you know in the Beis Ovel, you just nod your head to acknowledge that, you know, that the person's there. And you know, and then you want to schmooze with him, you know, when you go outside, then you could, okay. There is a tshuva, it's actually, I didn't put it in here, but it's actually in the drushas of the Chasam Sofer, where he discusses what's the minhag of covering up the mirrors. So Rav Avadi Yosef on page 21, he quotes these so he discusses that. He says Nogim l'chassas amaris v'beis ovel kol shiva atam poshir u'mnei. So he says very simple, because you're going to daven in the Beis Ovel, so there's a minute you're not supposed to daven in front of a mirror. It looks like you're davening to the person, to yourself. So also spoken again, Amar Shul Yomru Shumishtachavel Abavu Shalom. that he's, you know, bowing down to his shadow. But so there is that idea. So then, of course, you know, that wouldn't apply to the mirrors in the bathroom, and that wouldn't, if there's no minyan in the Beis Ovel. So, but that's the minhag is to cover. That became the minhag to cover up the mirrors. So then he writes, Ulam Reisi B'Shut Ginza Yosef Schwartz. Shekosav Hatam L'Zev Nevi Beis Ovel M'Tzuim Ruchos Ra'os Mazikin. There's a lot of Ruchos Ra'os. So you shouldn't see the mus. So that we don't really understand what that means so much. Then he writes, "Uvashem achasam sofer shamati." And this is what Rav Soloveitchik thought, and it's in the Chasam Sofer. I have to find it. It's in the Drushas Chasam Sofer, Chelak Beis, Daf Shim Pei Zayin, Amud Gimel. That he says that. That maybe this is like a some type of zecher to the Kfir Samita. That in other words, we distorted our Tzelem Elokim, so we don't want to look at our faces, our Tzelem Elokim, which is the countenance of a person. So the minhag is to cover it up. As though some have a minhag to cover up pictures also. They have a minhag like that, some don't have that minhag. It's all this idea of covering up the countenance, which is representative of Tzelem Elokim, and we want to say that Tzelem Elokim is distorted, so we shouldn't look at the countenance. Okay, it's hard to know. It definitely is a minhag that people have, and it says it brings simcha. It's not clear, you know, what this, but it is a minhag. Some people have a minhag to cover up pictures, some people have too many pictures, it's not shy to cover up all the pictures, but these are minhagim. It's hard to know exactly where they come from, so that's why I put it in this packet. There's someone to say that it has to do with the, with, you know, some type of Kfir Samita type of thing. Yeah. Okay. Then on the last page here, just quotes the Tosefta here. Tofer Adam Tosol, Agavish Teis Afsalim, etc. Then it's a Kaiv, Vita Kuya, in the Tofer, as a Mita Ven Yoshev, Agavish Teis Afsalim, Shomlo. And then he says, what exactly do you do it? Steamer Sagolel. Okay. So the bottom line is we don't have that din so much Bizman Azeh. Okay, so these are two Nihuge Avelis, Fias Hamita and Atifas Harosh, that we don't really have in its true form anymore. Bizman Azeh, and maybe we have some type of some type of zecher of sorts to it. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And but the Bizman Chazal, this was you know, one of the Iker Isurei Avelos, or Chiyuvei Avelos. That's what Gemara says, you know, that showed that you, a person was knowing Avelos, and then if Yontif would come, it would bevatel the Avelos, because he did that near. Okay. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue, packet 18. And then, after Yontif, so we resume that Monday. I would like to be Koveya Azman for the Achina, so we can have maybe tomorrow we'll Koveya Azman. So we know when we have it. Those that I called out their name for the Nida Bechinas, or anyone who I called out their name, or if you're a friend of somebody whose name was called out that is not regularly attending, you could please come and retrieve the Bechinas. Awesome. Hello, you happy? Daniel Lowenstein wasn't here today. Turn the angle over there.